broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Today's podcast, we're going to talk about food safety. Hey everyone, I have a blog. You head over to Holistic Health with Sharita Berry. WordPress.com. That's www.holistictalkwithsharitaberry.wordpress.com. That's right, I have a blog. Did you know it? I had a blog for quite some time. I haven't been really posting, but today I posted because I had a class assignment to do, and one of our assignments was a blog. So I said, why not? I have a blog. I haven't posted in a long time, so why not share my assignment with all the world around us? So head over to www.holistictalkwithsharitaberry.wordpress.com and go check out my newest blog entitled Food Safety. That's what we're going to talk about today. Hey everyone, it's your girl Sharita. That's right, Sharita Berry. That's right, host of Holistic Talk with Sharita Berry, right here on today. So today's topic is food safety. Just going over some really basic things that we as consumers that consume food each and every day should know about food safety. A lot of your local food chains, corner stores, grocery markets, manufacturing companies, farmers have to follow a set guidelines that is provided to them from the USDA and the Food and FDA, and not to mention OSHA, S-O-S-E-A. I think I'm spelling it right. I don't know. Don't quote me on it. But yes, they have to follow set guidelines on how to keep us safe, and not only us safe, how to keep the food safe, from storing the food, from preparing the food, from processing the food. Have you ever noticed that the new trend now is to read the food labels? That's right. It's always good to read the food labels, especially those that are allergic to certain food products, such as peanuts. That's right. On every food label around America. That's right. If you turn the food label on the back of a can or back of a box, 9 times out of 10, you will see this product or this food was processed in a plant where it produces or processes peanuts. That's right. A lot of manufacturing companies and food companies does process and harvest peanuts, but on separate locations. That means, you know, separate areas of the warehouse. Not on the same machine, but in separate areas of the warehouse. So, according to food safety, what are some of the things that they do at these manufacturing companies and food production companies and farmers have to keep in mind when it comes to food safety? Number one, they have to make sure that all the machines that they have that's processing food, harvesting food, is up to code. That's right, up to code. That's right. Safety issues taken care of. Everything is standard tip-top shape. And not to mention, all the machines have to be clean. That's right, clean daily and in between changing out foods, because you don't want to cross-contaminate in this food with that food. That's right, because it's called cross-contamination, which can make us sick. You know what I'm saying? You know, for an example, if you just got finished chopping up pork chop on a cutting board and you about to chop up maybe some ground beef on the same cutting board, stop right there. That's no. What you want to do is, after you finish chopping up the pork chop on that cutting board, you want to clean that cutting board well. And also clean the knife if you're planning on using the same knife. After you clean it, dry it, then you put the ground beef or whatever type of other meat you're using along with the pork chop on that cutting board. Because if you don't, it's called cross-contamination. And 9 times in, it's called it. And you can pick up an airborne illness. It is such as salmonella poison or some other type of food poisoning. I'm just saying, hashtag IJS all day long. Don't quote me on it. That's what they said. Food safety guidelines. I'm just saying. Go to FDA.com. Go to USDA.com. Look it up. Food safety guidelines. So, in your local grocery stores, how is food safety taken care of? Well, number one is they have to make sure that the local grocery store is clean. That's right. All clean. The shelves are cleaned off with no debris on the floor, no debris in the shelves. All the food is, you know, food that's expired have been pulling off the shelf because you don't want nobody to purchase food that is expired past expiration date. It's called no. So they have to make sure that all the food that is expired past expiration date is taken off the shelf. That's food safety. Then make sure the meats are stored at a proper temperature. Dairy is stored at a proper temperature. Ice cream, those foods that are in the freezer, are stored at a proper temperature. Not too high, not too low, not in between. Just right. Food safety. And again, food safety. Free from pests. If you suspect, if you have a local grocery store, own a grocery store, or you work at a corner store, if you suspect any pests, such as roaches, mice, water bugs, any other kind of pets, rodents, cats, dogs, raccoons, bears, tigers, and lions, oh my, that is going through your garbage or creeping up into the market at nighttime or your corner store, you want to make sure you hire you a pest control that can come in and take care of all your pest problems. Food safety is all about food safety. So what we can do as a consumer to practice food safety for ourselves and our family. Number one is practice good hygiene. That's right. They practice that in restaurants. You don't want nobody cooking your food and they stink. I'm just saying, hashtag IJS all day long. Practice good hygiene. And number two, practice good hand washing. 20 minutes before and 20 minutes after you prepare foods. Always. And also wash your hands before you eat. I'm just saying, hashtag IJS. You know how many people come in outside, from outside for dinner and they do not wash their hands. They just sit right at the dinner table and start eating. You know how many germs is on their hands from just the atmosphere alone and them touching certain things. You know how many times people touch the doorknob all day long? I'm just saying, practice good hand washing before you eat and after you eat. And before you prepare meals and after you prepare meals. A good 20 minutes top. I'm just saying. And not to mention that, you want to practice good food storage. That means everything that's meats below the refrigerator. That's right. You don't want to put your meats on high up because those foods that are, you know, that you want to eat right away, you want to put them up top. You never put them down the bottom. Don't put them underneath the meats and certain foods. Why? You never know. Your meat frozen. You're throwing it out for dinner tonight. And you put in a food that's already prepared, that's the ready-to-eat food at the bottom of that meat. And next thing you know, the container that you have is already open. Next thing you know, drip, 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 because that meat is throwing out all that red juice from that meat, which is blood, is dripping your food. Now, that's called cross-contamination, and that can get someone sick. We're going to come right back after this brief message. Ooh. Hey guys, don't forget to stop by my blog on WordPress. That's right, www.holistictalkwithsharita.wordpress.com. That's right, www.holistictalkwithsharita.wordpress.com. You can go there and find my latest blog post for today on food safety. www.holistictalkwithsharitaberry.wordpress.com. C-O-M. Like companies, manufacturing food companies, and local grocery stores, and farmers, you can practice food safety at home too. Making sure that the area is well clean. You know, where you cook around and stuff like that, dishes washed, no trash or debris around, and make sure there's no pests. You know, I've seen people cook and their cats be all up on the table and all that stuff. That is unsanitary. I'm just saying, hashtag IJS all day long. That is nowhere near food safety. I've seen people with their cats on the countertop, cats located in pots. You know, one hair is all it takes to contaminate food. And you never know what's on that cat's hair. I'm just saying. I'm not only against cats. I'm just saying, when you're cooking, don't have your pets in the area. Practice food safety. That's right. Practice food safety. Make sure your hands is washed. Making sure the table is clean and the preparation area is well ventilated and clean. Practice food safety. That's all I'm talking about. Farmers, they practice food safety by making sure everything is clean, making sure the livestock is clean, making sure the livestock area is clean, making sure their machines are clean, making sure the crops are well taken care of, and nothing, no cat, no pests. That's why they use pesticides, and which we want to talk about later on in another podcast. Pesticides versus the health, side, and the bad side of pesticides. You know, farmers go all out making sure they practice food safety. I'm just saying. Hashtag IJS all day long. Don't quote me on it. Now, there are people that I've seen that their food safety is like, oh no, dishes piled up in the sink. That's not food safety. Restaurants, grease everywhere. That's not food safety. Trash piled up in a corner in restaurants in the back of the kitchen. That's not food safety. I'm just saying. Hashtag IJS all day long. You want to make sure you practice good food safety. What if the FDA or the USDA come up in your restaurant or your local supermarket and they find all them code violations when it comes to food safety? They're going to shut you down. That's right. They're going to tell everybody at a restaurant, it's time for everybody to leave. Please exit left, exit right. I'm just saying, I don't know what they do, but I think they make everybody in the restaurant leave. I don't know. They probably send all employees home and tell you as the boss or the owner of that restaurant or the store, these are code violations due to food safety, and we have to shut you down. You have 30 days or 45 days to update or upgrade this machine, that machine, that machine, clean this machine. Throw all of that away and get new. I'm just saying, what if Gordon Ramsay come up into your restaurant or your more super local supermarket or corner store when it comes to food safety? What would he say? I'm just saying. Hashtag IJS all day long. So I encourage everyone to practice food safety in your home just to benefit your health and wellness for your family. That's right, and your friends. Now get this, you can go to YouTube University. That's what it's called, YouTube University, where you can go on YouTube and learn anything and everything about everything and anything. I'm just saying, you can go to YouTube University, type in the search bar, food safety, and you see tons and tons and tons on top of tons of videos on food safety. There are videos from food handling companies that get certification, self-serve certification on food handling, food safety. You'll see tons and tons of videos. Now, I'm going to put a link to one of those videos called the Introduction to Food Safety in the description so that you can go and view it at your leisure time. But don't forget, this is just the basics, just going over a few things. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as I enjoyed talking to you all. And next time when we come back on our podcast, we're going to talk about pesticides, healthy, non-healthy, bad, and cringing. This is your girl, Sharita. Peace, deuces, and namaste. Thank you for tuning into today's podcast. I hope this podcast has educated you, was informative to you. Don't forget, let's disclaimer, and let's not forget, go and visit the podcast
blog page at www.holistictalkwithsharitaberry.com. That's www.holistictalkwithsharitaberry.com. Until next time, peace, peace, and namaste.